The Last Firefox, Lee Newbery. I'm being chased to my death by a goose, and it's all Lippy's fault. If it wasn't for her and her crazy ideas, I wouldn't be in this mess. Take the pebble game, for example. She came up with it months ago, after reading about families hiding pebbles in parks for other families to find. First, you paint a pebble, and when you find another one out in the world, you swap it for your own so someone else can find it. And so the game goes on. Well, Lippy decided we needed to do our own version. And when Lippy decides something, Rue and I have no choice but to play along. We take it in turns to hide a painted pebble somewhere around Brincastle where we live, and post a clue in our group chat. The first person who finds it keeps the pebble and gets to hide theirs next. It was fun at first, but then Lippy's hiding places started getting more, well, let's just say imaginative. Only 2 weeks ago, Rue had to ask the man at the pet stall in the market to scoop Lippy's pebble out of one of the fish tanks. Before that, I had to rummage through a ball pit at the indoor play area in town while little kids bounced on my head. So, when Lippy sent her latest clue, Rue and I weren't exactly scrambling to get to the pebble first.